We're back with the review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers back for another season, back for hopefully a season of supporters and a season of success for Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool. And, you know, we were going to wait till Norwich, but why not get in a couple of friendlies? Liverpool are doing the business at Anfield, so we felt it rude not to come back in and give you a review of Bilbao and Osasuna, two Spanish opponents for Liverpool over the course of 2 days. Somewhat strange setup, Neil. I think firstly, it's worth just looking at it in review fashion and saying how he sets it out in terms of the teams, because I didn't expect him to do anything too radical in terms of playing sort of, yeah, two sets of 45 over 2 days, maybe. He goes with almost what you could say is two teams of 90 minutes and looks to have a bit of youth and a bit of backup there on the bench just to, if and when he needs, and from the likes of Woodburn that comes to the fore. But did you expect that to be the case, or did you have a half an eye on anything maybe a little bit different?
No, I didn't think he'd do anything radical. I thought it was going to be the idea of he gets to see sort of... what he gets to do is he gets to set certain levels of where he wants to see where the legs are for certain players. So it's quite clear that, for instance, you know, Matip and almost Konate, the idea is, right, you're at 90-minute level and I want to see you at 90-minute level. Van Dijk and Gomez, you know, they'd almost subbed at around the same time in each of the two games. Like, I want to see you at that level, and that's where we're going to go from, and we're going to make decisions from there. The interesting ones around that are who he does view across the two games as being at 90-minute level, and then how he uses the other sorts of bits and pieces in there. So I wasn't that surprised. You know, I think there's a couple who do get the full 90. You know, Chamberlain, I think it's a real sort of I need to see you do 90 feeling to me, and I need to move you around, and I need to see how you're going to adapt, because you're going to play in different ways and in different positions at different times. So I think he's both using it, obviously he is, to get the minutes into the legs, but I think he's also using it, when we say minutes into the legs, I think at times we think the minutes into the legs and then that's the end of it. There'll be things he'll want to see, like recovery data, like there'll be analyses that are happening to those players after the fact. How hard was X running on 83 if he's done the full game? What does that tell us? So it isn't just, I think, as easy as I want to just sort of see where they are and get some time in with them. I think he's thinking to himself, how do I ensure, you know, how do we get the best set of information for what we're going to have to do next? Because I think it's obviously about what we're going to have to do next in two ways. One is what we're going to do next between now and May, and the other thing is what we're doing next for just these three games. And I think he'll see these three games as their own specific challenge, and other things can be going on in the background there. So I think he's pulling a lot of things together at once and doing the two games back to back in the way in which he has, and finding that stuff out and simultaneously establishing the fitness. That's what I think he's been looking for. And I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they do it again next year, because there's obviously a COVID thing in here. They've not done a pre-season tour as well. I'll be intrigued to see if they do it again next year off the basis of they'll feel as though it was a worthwhile experiment this year and they learned an awful lot from it. So in a really weird way, I think we'll only find out if he was happy with the way it all functioned next season rather than this.